Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah. Welcome. So The Buzz 24/7, the throw... No, dime up. Let me strike that. Let me reverse it. Archive Friday edition. Been a long week. Thanks for having us on today. It is presented, as always, by our friends at the New Hampshire Army National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD. 1-800-GO-GUARD. And I'm going to take it back to 2011. This was a story, this is the epilogue of a story, what I call in the interview you'll hear in just a couple of minutes, a bump in the road with our relationship in the band Kiss. They did a promotion years ago, 2010, something like that, where fans would vote and they'd come to your town. And so we got on it. You know, we wanted them to come to the then Verizon Wireless Arena, and we had, you know, listeners vote, and Manchester, New Hampshire bested cities like, you know, New York and San Francisco, all these major cities around the world, and had higher numbers of fans, you know, putting in to get them to come here, and they blew us off. So we said, we're good. Thanks, Kiss. See ya. Bye. And you know, kind of had at it. We were pissed, and fans were pissed. You know, that the arena was a great place to see a rock show, and the Kiss had never played there, and it was exciting, and everybody was psyched to see the rock show. And then they decided to opt for bigger money. So they played Boston, thinking that everybody from New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont would go to Boston to see him, and they played the Boston Garden, and they did not sell out the Garden, and they took a hit. And Kiss's management, Doc McGee, called us and said, what do we got to do to make this right? I said, you got to play frickin' Manchester. It's that simple. And, you know, it took a while, but eventually they relented. And this was the first call where Gene Simmons came back on the air with us, or anybody from Kiss came back on the air with us. And, you know, I wasn't going to beat a dead horse or anything like that, but it was interesting how it all sort of, you know, played out on the air, where we kissed, so to speak, and made up. But this is it. This was the first interview we did after a long period of not talking to or playing Kiss, from back in 2011 here on the Buzz Archive Friday. Very punctual. I know he's on a tight schedule. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, put him through. Okay. First and foremost, thank you for calling, because I know that you're about to jump on a plane and you're headed out of the country. So I wanted to say
How did you know that?
I get the inside scoop, Gene.
I'm on GeneSimmons.com. It's up to the minute.
You're a powerful and attractive man.
How are you doing, Gene? How you doing?
I'm deliriously happy.
Well, you should be. I have to say also, on behalf of the fans in New England, and you know that we had the bump in the road a few years ago, I'm very happy that we were finally able to get together and have Kiss come back to Manchester and play Manchester, New Hampshire. So that's very cool.
Well, you know, it's important. You make a promise, you have to keep it. Sometimes there are bumps in the road
right. That
cause you to take a side road. But you made your promise that you're going to go there, and we are. We've always made it a point, ever since we started our first tour, hold on to your patootie, 38 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've always made it a point of making sure that we hit as many corners of the earth as possible,
mm-hmm.
because where you're born is, you know, sort of an accident of birth. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's born in L.A. or Wisconsin or wherever it is, and mm-hmm. we can't assume that you're going to come to us. We want to come to you. And every place is just as important as any place else. And you will see what the legend is all about. We want to step up on stage and show you that any band that gets in front of us is going to have their balls handed to them.
Nice. Very nice.
Gene, with that even being said, I mean, the legend of Kiss is what it is. It's an amazing run, 38 years. Do you feel that Kiss has to make any more new records or new music, or can it survive the rest of its time on what you got in your catalogs now?
It's a good question. Our catalog is about 46 to 48 records. We are in the midst, actually, of a brand new studio record, halfway through it now, and we're actually going to take some time off to do the Manchester show and, you know, a few others, places like Fort McMurray, which hardly anybody goes to, just to keep in shape.
Yeah.
And then back into the studio and finish the new studio record, which I can describe as a cross between Destroyer and Revenge.
Nice.
You know, sort of meat and potatoes. There's no click tracks. There's nobody going, there's right. no rhyming. There's no, yo, what's up? I'm going to hold up a 7-Eleven if you go to heaven. None of that stuff. Now, there's no background singers. There's nobody going to be dancing on stage. We have Kiss sharpshooters who shoot them dead on sight. This is straight meat and potatoes, stick to your ribs music. You put in your cars, you're driving down the road. That's what it's about.
You know, when you're talking about little towns and stuff, I mean, this is Manchester, New Hampshire, that was back on that You Demand a Tour thing, third in the country. I mean, you got a hard fan base here, a vocal fan base.
I probably have a few children running around, too.
you might indeed. But, I mean, that was why we were involved with, you know, with that You Demand a thing, and the fans just went crazy over it. So I'm glad, you know, finally it's gonna come to Manchester.
You make a promise, you have to keep it.
Well, we appreciate it. I'm looking forward to the show. Scotty?
We are looking forward to it, too. There is a place, and I don't remember the diner, that had the best jam I ever had in my life. And for the life of me, I can't remember what it is. But I'm going to get our road guy to figure out where that is. I'm going back there and having some waffles and pancakes. See, you guys put syrup on it. I put jam.
Yeah.
And then I put the syrup on.
Yeah, nice. If it was right in Manchester, it could have been the Red Arrow Diner. It's a real popular diner.
What is it called?
The Red Arrow Diner.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
I thought it was like Red House or something.
Yeah.
Red what?
The Red Arrow Diner.
They should pay you a fee for that free commercial.
I think you might be getting more of that fee than I'm.
Greg's going to get the chef. You're getting the pancakes with the jam.
Yeah, right.
Hot. They called it hot cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
That's what they called it. Yeah. I said, let me have some pancakes. You mean hot cakes?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's
what they call them.
That's right. Gene Simmons on the phone with us.
Gene, how are the kids and everything? Because I know that your son has been starting to, you know, get involved in the music scene and everything. Is it tough to sit back as a dad who's been through it all and watch him? Or is this, you know, like another challenge for you?
A combination of all of that. Nick is now 6'8".
Wow.
If you can believe that, is putting together his own band. He's finally finalizing his own jeans deal, you know, like dungarees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a word you don't hear often.
I was just thinking that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sophie sings every Sunday, either at the Hard Rock or at the W Hotel over here in L.A., and they're both finishing college. Nick is in his last year, and Sophie's got three more years to go. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're developing into their own personas. Of course, they're seen in 84 countries around the world on Gene Simmons' Family Jewels, now the longest-running celebrity reality show of them all.
Yeah. I wanted to ask about that because, I mean, you're a guy that's lived his whole life, for the most part, in public anyway, you know, even though a good amount of it was, you know, was in makeup. But I always think that, you know, showing your family can be risky. I mean, for the average person, I think that 9 times out of 10, a reality show about your family and your home life is going to blow the family to bits.
Yeah, I don't care. It doesn't matter.
See, I would think that what I was going to say, Gene,
well, I'm an avowed believer in the philosophy of Popeye.
Mm-hmm.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor. You know, you are who you are, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Be the best that you can be, and that's it. I'm not for everybody, but as an example, our Facebook site is now over 4 million, so we have a few fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What I was going to say, Gene, was that if there was anybody that I think was built to take it, it's you. You're definitely different than all the rest, which you just backed up. But we've seen so many other families that kind of couldn't handle under that white hot spotlight. You seem to
27 years of being together, and I will tell you, outside of marriage, you know, I think marriage is a beautiful and romantic institution, but as we all know, the biggest problem with marriage is one of the two tends to be a man.
Yeah.
Right.
And all women knowingly nod. That's right, sister. That's right. If it wasn't for men. But by the way, all the guys agree. You're right.
Yeah.
They
yeah,
all
right.
wag their tails and they go, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Gene, if I could go back in time to those early years when you signed, when Kiss signed their first contract, record contract, and back in those days, I believe it's, you know, you get the usual standard three album deal and a option for a fourth one with the record company, which either turns out to be a greatest hits or a live album. You're coming off a Dress to Kill, mediocre kind of album sales for those first three records. You're on that last leg where you got a greatest hits or a live album. What was going through the band's mind at that time as far as the future of Kiss? Are we gonna? Is this going to be able to go forward? Was there ever any doubt
that's
at that
very,
point?
That's a very good question, but in simple terms, hindsight's 20/20. You know, when you look back on it, you have a clear perspective because you've lived it and you've been there, and so you know the answer.
Yeah.
But when you're in the middle of a roller coaster ride, you have no clue where it's going, left and right. I didn't know what the word marketing meant. I didn't know what an option deal meant. You know, I was just learning how to wipe my butt.
Sure.
We were all very young, and you just were happy that you could go out there and rock out on stage instead of doing the 9-to-5. So you were thrilled to death. By the way, for those of you that thought that the money came in really fast, the first tour, I was on $75 a week salary, which rose to $85 a week. Now, because I didn't have a car or didn't have rent to pay, because when I came back home, I'd stay in my mom's basement, and that's it. So $75, $80, woo, and all my meals were paid for. Boy, I'm living large.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So when the live record hit, we all of a sudden started playing, you know, arenas and literally stadiums overnight. And overnight, I became a multimillionaire. Yeah. And it was like a tsunami. You know, it's unfortunately what happened in Japan. It just comes on you so fast, so big. 1 second you're playing, a small 3,000-seater. Next you're headlining Anaheim Stadium, literally the next month.
Right.
That fast.
Mm-hmm. I think
this was, of course, in the 1840s.
We talk a lot on the show because we're both, Andy and I are in our 40s. We talk a lot about albums. We talk a lot about live albums. And a couple of weeks ago, we were having a big discussion on live albums and some of the best. And you can't talk about that subject without talking about Kiss Alive. And really, go ahead.
The Kiss live record changed the industry because up until that time, no one did live records if you didn't succeed. You did a live record to celebrate the success. We were nobody, and we just boldly not only put out a live record, but a double one.
Yeah.
And the word alive became synonymous with a big package. First, it was Kiss Alive, then it was Frampton Comes Alive, and many, many other live records. And then the template became do three records and then release a live record. Everybody from Seeger to Tom Petty to everybody started doing the same thing, and it worked.
No, and I fully agree with that. And that was pretty much what we talked about, too, is the fact that it changed. There's certain albums that you can look back on in history changing the industry. That's one of them. Kiss Alive
was
definitely one of them right there.
It's true. And also the idea that music ain't enough. I want things in life to be like Cracker Jack's boxes. You get your peanuts and your popcorn, but you also get a prize.
Yeah.
You always have to give the fans something more. Mm-hmm. I demand it. So, you know, in the old days when I was a kid, back in the Stone Age, you used to go to your bank, open up a bank account. They'd give you a toaster. They'd give you something that says, thank you so much for being in business with us.
Right.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
I know that, like I said, you're on the way out the door to grab a plane, but we're glad everything got worked out and we could finally make it happen in New Hampshire. And I know a lot of people are going to be happy.
We're really looking forward to it.
Dude, I loved you in Runaway. You were a badass. You were a great badass.
I still think you got a career as being a badass dude in movies.
It's my job, yes. I'm bad.
Gene, we look forward to seeing you coming up in July, and have a great, safe trip with the family out to your vacation, or I know where you're going, but have a great, safe trip. You're filming.
We're filming.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, though.
All right. Take care, Gene. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That's how it went. All right. Not as dramatic, but sometimes you just got to move on, man. you know. Move on, bro. Anyway, enjoy the weekend, everybody. Thanks for checking out the 24/7. And we, oh, don't forget, by the way, check out the Morning Buzz app, everybody. Free in the App Store. Check it out. All right? We'll see you Monday.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.